morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're getting into the warmer weather, and it seems like it's happening in a hurry. If you're wondering about some of those tasks around the yard and garden, we're going to focus this week on caring for roses in the yard. Lots of questions around this time of year about proper care for modern roses. They are an attractive addition to the home landscape, but they do require good care, from proper planting to cultural practices, including watering, fertilizing, deadheading, weeding, pest control, and winter protection. All of these are very important, of course, to make sure that those roses in your home landscape are well cared for and make it through many seasons in the home. First of all, a very timely question. If you placed soil around the base of your roses in the fall, when should you remove that? Late March or early April in southern Iowa, so any time now would probably be safe. A frost or freeze in early spring probably will not harm those roses too much, so pulling that away and letting them start to grow, stretch their legs about now, is a good idea. If you've got hybrid tea roses and are wanting to prune them this spring, the upper portions of these modern roses will typically winter kill due to exposure to low winter temperatures, especially this past year and the extreme temperature changes that we've had. Gardeners can prune out that dead wood after the winter protection is removed from the roses in late March to mid-April. So go ahead and prune away. In early spring, all dead wood should be removed. Identifying live and dead wood is fairly easy. The live wood should be green and have plump, healthy buds. And when pruned, the center of the stem will be white. The dead wood is brown on the outside and has no live buds. The pith or center of the stem will be brownish or grayish when you prune that away. So when pruning your roses, make sure you make the cuts at least 1 inch below the dead brown-colored areas on the canes. Make slanting cuts about 1/4 inch above the healthy outward-facing buds, and take those cuts in the same direction as the bud. Remove the entire cane if there is no sign of life down to the ground. Because of the severe winter weather, modern roses such as hybrid tea, Grand Flora, and Floribunda roses often suffer a great deal of winter damage, and I'm certain we will see some of that this year with the very cold temperatures we had. Normally, the primary objective of rose caretakers in the upper Midwest is to remove all dead wood and save as much of the live tissue as possible. If the roses suffered little winter damage because of a mild winter, you can prune them back to within 8 to 12 inches of the ground. Again, probably not going to be the case this year because I would say we did not have a mild winter. If you're looking to transplant your roses, a good time to do that in Iowa is early spring before the plant begins to leaf out. The optimal time period is normally early to mid-April, so you may want to be getting that on your calendar. You can dig up the rose using a shovel or spade. You want to replant it immediately, and after transplanting, water it on a regular basis for several weeks to get it well established in its new area. If you have bare root roses that you purchased from a garden center or other location, these dormant bare root roses should be planted in early spring before the plants begin to leaf out. Before planting, you will want to soak the roots in water for several hours. The bud union, denoted by the knob or crook in the stem of the plant of these roses, should be planted 2 to 4 inches below the soil surface. This will help protect the rose from the harsh winter weather that we have here in Iowa. Make sure you also dig the hole large enough to accommodate the entire plant's root system. Position the bare root rose in the center of the hole with the bud union at the proper depth, that 2 to 4 inches below the soil surface. Spread out the roots, then begin to place soil gently back in the hole, firming the soil around the roots as the hole is filled. Thoroughly water the plant after the hole has been filled in. Let the soil settle and then mound 3 to 4 inches of soil around the base of the canes to prevent injury from drying. Remove the soil only once the growth of the newly planted rose begins. So this is some good information if you're looking to care for or plant some new roses in your yard this spring. Of course, if you want more information on timing of lots of different lawn and garden care items, You can stop by the Cass County Extension office and pick up the 2014 garden calendar. We have had these available since the beginning of the year, but now is the time of year they really start to come in handy. The garden calendar features a full wall calendar with full colored pictures. This year we feature famous trees as well as fun facts about trees, but the garden calendar always has great tips as you go through the growing season about when the appropriate time is to plant, as well as great caretaking reminders from everything to annuals, perennials, outdoor trees and shrubs, as well as indoor house plants, and good reminders of timely things related to gardening as well. If you're more interested in things of a little larger scope in growing, you may also want to stop by the Extension office or check out the Extension website. And I'm talking about farmers. Just a quick reminder, we do have links on the Iowa State University Extension webpage to useful tools this time of year, such as the soil temperature monitor. Last check on Monday, it was running about 49 degrees, so we're getting close. Also links to things such as the USDA drought monitor, in case you're wondering, we're still a little dry for the year. Also, recent articles in the crop news include stories on how to avoid spring compaction when you're getting in the field, and also some useful tips on spring tillage and some considerations to take into factor there when you're deciding whether or not to do spring tillage or how much spring tillage to do. So lots of useful tips on that website, and of course all available if you stop in the office as well. One more quick reminder, the Boots to Heels Conference for Rural Women coming up this next Saturday, April 12th, 2014 at the Cass County Community Center. Registrations are available and being taken now. We want to make sure that if folks are interested in one of their top breakout sessions and want to make sure they get that, they do register early. Several of our breakout sessions have a number of caps on them. So if you want to make sure you get in early, that is Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We've got two keynote speakers, three different breakout times, and a total of 9 different topics being covered at those breakout times. So if you want the full information on that, again, give us a call at the office for any of these things, whether it be home, garden, farm resources, or to get registered for our upcoming events, 712-243-1132. Stop in the office at 805 West 10th Street, right on the fairgrounds, or look us up online anytime, Cass County ISU Extension, on your website or on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.